Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us today. Henrik here with No-Go Zone, as we do on Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Eastern, usually a few minutes late today. Do apologize for that if you're tuning in live. Had an audio issue. I think if there's any issues that keep plaguing the setup, the studio, the computer, whatever it is, it's audio issues. And I have to reboot occasionally or reinstall drivers and stuff. So that does happen occasionally. But we're up and running, a few minutes late. Apologize to live live audience for that. But if you're watching on BitChute, Library, on the websites, redice.tv or redicemembers.com, of course, that doesn't matter to you. Thank you to all of you for tuning in. Special shout out, as usual, to our members who enable us to continue doing our show so we can do this full time. And we are in the business here of trying to get an additional editor aboard here soon. Saw some of you have sent some emails. I will look into those and check out your reels and stuff like that. And hopefully we can bring aboard somebody here soon that can help us alleviate. We're overworked and undermanned, as I've said before. So we do appreciate all the support and everyone out there for helping out, whether that's with memberships or donations or super chats, whatever it is. So thank you to everyone. Do appreciate it very, very much. All right. Well, we have a number of stories lined up today, ladies and gentlemen. It's fun. I was putting together a bunk bed actually earlier today, and it took a little longer than I expected to, and so I was like, what am I going to talk about today? And like two and a half, three hours before show, just combing through some stuff, and it's as usual, it's just a barrage of things to talk about. There's no end in sight on the insanity, on the anti-whiteness, on just the decay and decline of our civilization and the Western world and the attacks upon it. It is remarkable. I did see this before we came on here too, though. It's kind of interesting. Someone, I guess it was earlier today, it must have been, right? Yeah, July 1st. Talk about that in a moment. A lightning strike over New York. Apparently it struck, what is the One World Trade Center? Is that what they call it now? It's actually interesting, the design, if you look at it. You know, the Twin Towers, of course, came down September 11th. However, you do believe that they came down. They did come down. And the new design of the new one is actually, it's actually two towers, kind of like a torsion design into each other. The base of one is in one angle or direction, and then the base of the other is offset, like, I don't know, maybe not 90, 45 degrees from that or something. Kind of interesting. Anyway, so there was a lightning strike there today, and apparently there were some, what did she say, some halo? What did she say? No filter, not edited at all. Check out the halo of lightning strike, New York City just now. Lightning storm. Pretty interesting. I don't know how that generated. Maybe some of those, maybe that's it's some of those, what was it called again? DUW, right? The directed energy weapons that's beaming into the tower there. Is that what's going on? I don't know. That's kind of funny. But yeah, it is July 1st, ladies and gentlemen, which I think it's Jesse Lee Peterson, right? July is White History Month, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was Jesse Lee Peterson who initiated that. And he said, I think this is attributed to him, but he said, July, it just feels white. I remember him talking about that. And I have really good associations with July. I remember being out sailing with my family, my mom, my dad, my older brother, all summer. I mean, when I was growing up, it was industrial vacation. It was like four weeks off, everybody. There was no hardly any shops open and stuff like that. And then I remember one of the criticism of Sweden was this, right? Foreigners came or something like, what, my God, there's no, the kiosk is not, mind you, there was some stuff open. But it was, you know, most of society essentially just shut down, and you had all of July just vacation, right? Industrial vacation. We were out with the boat and stuff, but then it was like, thank God the migrants came so we could go and get a kebab at 2 a.m. when you're drunk during the July month when everything shuts down. But anyway, yeah, I remember sailing a lot in Viken, which is actually named after, it's where the name Viking comes from. Viken, it's the Skagerrak, Kattegat, it's the two oceans, Norway up here, Sweden down here, and there's an inlet right there, a vik, as you call it. A sound, I guess, in English. And sailing there was a great time. Wonderful stuff. That's my association to July. Just summer, great weather. swimming off of the boats and stuff. And it's actually still very, very Swedish when you get out to, especially the west coast, Norway, Sweden, that region there, Bohuslän, up to Norway. And there are some loud Norwegians that come out with their fancy, their big oily yachts and stuff like that. But we'll gladly take him. Obviously, there are brothers naturally, but yeah, very white out there still, which is great. So that's my association to July beyond just being White History Month. So I guess we should follow up on that here and do some history coverage later in the month here. All right, boys and girls, where are we here? I wanted to cover this too. That's right. Canada Day, is that today? Is it July 1st? Happy Canada Day to any Canucks joining us in the chat, or whether you're tuning in later. it's kind of much like Sweden in that sense. They picked, was it June 6th, which is just kind of arbitrary, and they call it the Svenska Flaggans Dag, which is the flag of the day for the Swedish flag. And I guess it's kind of the same in Canada. It doesn't mean, of course, you can't, you know, salute fellow patriots and nationalists, obviously, but... It could be so much more behind these things and built behind it. But anyway, shout out to the Canadians out there. All right, so let's actually, we have a couple of ways if you want to join Super Chat. I guess we can do that down the lower third there. You can see entropystream.live/redicetv. I will do a better job keeping up with that today. Last few times I've forgotten during. Not my intention. Sometimes we do a two-hour stream and then right at the end, tail end of it, your brain is mush. you're tired, you just forget. But I'll keep an eye on it, I promise. DLive.tv, of course, Red Ice TV. That's one of the great ways you can not only watch the show, but also donate ice creams and diamonds and ninja genies and good stuff like that. Keep an eye on that, as usual. And donorbox.org/red-ice. Another way you can join in. Shout out to Linda W. I'll say your last name. Okay, there might be some that doesn't want that. That's why I do that. Linda W. Earlier today. Sent a $25 donation and sent us a nice message, too long to just read here, but thank you, Linda, if you're watching. Really appreciate it. Thank you for your support. We do appreciate it very, very greatly, so thank you so much. All right, so that's some of the ways. Let me see here. Everything, make sure all the ducks are in a row. All right, so let's talk about the second wave coronavirus. Of course, it's they're pushing this now. They basically just made an exception for the BLM riots and the tearing down of statues. Of course, that continues, right? But a lot of states are now just basically locking everything down again. Second lockdown is coming. It's all built on cases, number of cases. We know that they have they faked it in the sense that they put COVID-19 on the death certificate for people that just... have other causes and die of other causes. So if you die with COVID-19, they claim that you die of COVID-19, which of course is just factually incorrect. This has been exposed over and over and over again, but it doesn't seem to help. The media is just railing on this issue. So here's a summary here from Zero Hedge regarding some of the things that's happened here. Texas reports record jump in cases, most deaths in 6 weeks. So again, that could be, what is that attributed to exactly? I'd love to see the details of those death certificates and stuff. Well, the certificates won't matter because they just put COVID-19 on there. Is it just that you have more deaths during the heat waves in the summer? Could be the case. I mean, old people die. They die of diseases all the time. Different things. Their immune system is compromised, and then they do get whether it's pneumonia or the flu or stuff, right? So I just don't buy that it's like a massive spike again. And most what the media has railed on or kind of brought up as the excuse is number of cases and not deaths, right? Pennsylvania is the claim here, fourth state to see record jump in COVID-19 cases. And again, of course, it's because they're doing way more testing right now, which of course cases doesn't mean anything. This is, they never meant, tracked the flu in this regard. It's like, okay, cases, someone got it. Okay, great. Even, I think it was New York State, hospitalizations have been declining. There's an uptick that comes here and there, and then they jump on that. That's, oh my God, it's continuing, right? North Carolina reports record jump in COVID-19 cases. Okay, well, how many deaths? California orders 19 counties to close. Trump does U-turn on masks. I haven't followed up on that yet. California. This has been updated since I actually opened it up earlier today. So they've added on things there. California orders 19 counties, including LA, to close restaurants, dining for 3 weeks. Apple closes another 30 stores. Atlanta Airport closes. Atlanta, Georgia. That's nuts. One of the biggest airports in the U.S. California reports another record jump. What, in cases, I would assume, then? Not deaths? Houston ICUs at 102% capacity. Nevada reports third highest daily total yet. Again, cases. New York releases Wednesday numbers. Blah, blah, blah. Arizona reports another record daily case count, which is it's like, okay, all right. Whoop-de-doo. New York City delays return of indoor dining. That's right. I saw Cuomo was like urging restaurants to do outdoor seating and stuff, which is, of course, is not a bad idea. It's great to be outside. Florida reports daily cases for the last 24 hours. Goldman Sachs says 40% of the U.S. has rolled back economic reopening or put them on hold. Interesting. Oxford scientist warns vaccine by the end of year far from guaranteed. Of course. Pfizer vaccine headline sends futures higher. Oh, okay, interesting. U.S. reported 48,000 new cases yesterday, which, of course, doesn't mean a thing. Australia locks down 300,000 in Victoria. Crazy. Brazil imposes travel ban as deaths near 60,000. Tokyo. And again, we've talked about this, but, you know, general, if you just look at general deaths each year in each of the respective countries, it's been fairly consistent with that. And as the cases have dropped off, other reasons for death and being attributed to COVID, they're kind of on par with the same thing. That's how the media have been largely been able to pull this off, this fraud of saying that it's worse than it actually is, right? Yes, people are dying, but the reality is people there's a lot of people that die every year, and people, you know, every month, however you parse it out. And people who never sat and looked at death statistics before, they're horrified at this, but they, you know, they never had an obsession with it before. It's crazy. Tokyo reports most cases since the state of emergency lifted. German infection rate below R for 7th day. Interesting. So anyway, Zero Hedge had some of these updates. Now I want to talk about this too. This is funny. I report on some of this in the Weekend Warrior, but I wanted to bring a couple of these headlines again. Which is, of course, think about the number of cases here, right? How do you expand and claim record case jumps again? Well, you just expand the definition of what COVID-19 is. So the CDC has confirmed three new COVID-19 symptoms, including diarrhea. That's right. CDC has added three more COVID-19 symptoms to the 8 it currently has. The three new symptoms are congestion or runny nose, nausea, and diarrhea. That's okay. Congestion, classic for people who have summer, pollen. What do you call it again? Like sensitivity, or what do you call it? Allergies, I guess. Allergies, right? Be congested, get a runny nose, diarrhea. Eat something bad. Eat something bad. Can't control yourself in the bathroom. You got COVID. Bad news. Go pee. Is it yellow? You got COVID. Nausea. That could be. I mean, these things could be anything. CDC also made the alarming admission that more than 20 million Americans might actually be infected with COVID-19. Well, that's how flus go, right? They spread out through the population, herd immunity. It won't continue to spread, and then the virus dies. That's how it's been solved in the past. So talked about this before too. Nancy Pelosi has now called for a national face mask mandate. And that she claims that we're long overdue on that. And one of the states that followed suit on that is Pennsylvania, who said that masks must now be worn whenever anyone leaves the home. Masks are mandatory in all public places right now in Pennsylvania. And it's like, okay, well, that's good, blah, blah, blah. Excuse me. Well, it turns out wearing a mask could actually increase your risk of infection. Several medical chiefs have warned about this. Make sure that this doesn't autoplay here. For the average member of the public walking down the street, it's not a good idea. Members of the public could be putting themselves more at risk from contracting coronavirus by wearing face masks, one of England's most senior doctors have warned. Jenny Harries, deputy chief medical officer, said the masks could actually trap the virus and cause the person wearing it to breathe it in. right? And of course, we've talked about the micron size of the actual coronavirus itself. It doesn't. I know that the idea, the theory behind the mask is that it's if you spit or cough or even talk in some regards, and particles leave your mouth, you can infect others. Sure, okay, but it won't save you from the virus is too small. It'll enter through any face mask that you're wearing. But again, it is interesting that they're calling for the mandatory wearing of face masks. And this could actually be one of the reasons why you see an uptick in cases, because you're recycling the air. What you need is fresh air. You need to be out in the sun. You need fresh air. This is like basic tier stuff, right? So this happens. Well, again, I'm not going to go through all of this, but I want to bring the headline to you. Off Guardian reported on this. There's some good articles over there. How Colorado has adopted a mandatory vaccination for kids. Went through this in Weekend Warrior. If you want to see the details about that, check out the latest Weekend Warrior. Went through this article. Very worrying, of course, in terms of trying to close the window on exemptions, including religious exemption. You have to prove that the religion that you're part of has taken an official stance that they are against vaccines and things like that, and they're not leaving it up to people. And despite that, the push for it, it actually, wait, where'd that go? Did I miss opening that? Sorry, guys. Here it is. Okay, yeah, okay, we'll get to the syringes. They're in the wrong order. Children's Health Defense reported on this here that just 50% of Americans plan to get the COVID-19 vaccine, which, of course, I think it's good news. Most flu shots don't work. There's a lot of really bad things, preservatives and side effects from this and stuff like that. I think you should deal with these flus and stuff naturally, the natural way. Your body has an immune system for a reason. It's worked very well in the past. If someone is in tremendous risk zone, if you will, then quarantining those people is okay. And if they believe in the vaccine, let them have it. And by all reasonable, reasonable stance on this is, well, if the vaccine works, then the people who take them should be able to take it and be fine, right? It's not. And now they're pushing this. Well, it needs to be herd immunity. It doesn't work until everyone takes it, you see? And then, of course, the Bill Gateses and stuff. Bill Gates building 7 factories right now, helping to... Let me see if I can pull up that headline real quick. He is going to make a lot of money on this thing with the vaccine, the mandatory. Was it 7 factories or... here we go. Look at this here. KHN Morning Briefing. Let me pull this in real quick here. Here we are, right? Bill Gates to build factories for... not 7 factories. Build factories for 7. Might just be the 1 factory then, or 2 or something, and then you share the space. Whatever, you get the idea. He's building factories for 7 leading vaccines to help accelerate long journey from development to public use. He's going to make a lot of money on this. He's trying, of course, to get out of the legal... I forget what the word exactly was that he used, but to get out of liability, essentially. If and when this vaccine is deployed, and then, of course, there will be a lot of people probably injured from that. It's like playing Russian roulette. In some cases, it might work, and it might be fine, and you might be able to resist the side effects, whether it's the... should pull up that again, that ingredient list, but a lot of the bad preservatives, from the thimerosals to the formaldehydes, aspartame, there's a lot of weird things in there. And so we'll see what to put in this vaccine, right? What was that again? RCM5, was that what it was? The aborted stem cell fetuses? We went through that in one of the no-go zones. Absolutely incredible, right? Last thing I want to say on this with the vaccine issue there. Feds have bought syringes that have RFID chips in them, but no evidence of COVID-19 vaccination required. Well, that's coming, right? This is a fact check piece. Reported on this in Weekend Warrior 2. It's essentially a hit piece on Mike Adams over at Natural News. But it does say here at the end, so one of the claims is, he says that the syringes that the military have bought and all that stuff, that they contain a, on it, not inside of it, obviously, but on it, that an RFID chip, which means they can track when and where it has exact location and exact time when it has been I guess deployed, is that the right term? When it's been used, when it's been fired off. So this was the claim here, the fact check from USA Today. Do the pre-filled syringes feature RFID tracking? Question mark. Radio frequency, RFID, and near-field identification chips can be affixed to the label of a pre-filled syringe, according to Rapid USA's website. If this option were used, a healthcare worker could remotely track the time and place of each injection in real time via a free mobile app phone, or a mobile phone app, rather. But they judged it partly false anyway. Why? Well, because, it's not mandatory yet. Yeah, we'll see about that. We'll see when we get there. You get the idea, ladies and gentlemen. Let me do a couple of these real quick here. I saw some came in. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Everyone joining us over on DLive. Let me see. Where are we here? Jay Rudd with a diamond says, Happy Canada Day to those celebrating. Exactly. Glad you reminded me about that. Thank you so much, man. Good to see you, Jane Rudd. Sign Wolf with a Ninjagini. Thank you. It says, Hail Henrik, Tucker Carlson with balls. I have a piece on Tucker later. His numbers are just skyrocketing, which is actually very encouraging. We'll talk about maybe why some of the reasons for that might be. Good to see you, Sign Wolf. Thank you so much. He sends another Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Very kind of you. Silosopher is here as well. Thank you, man. Good to see you. Sends a diamond, no message. JC Stalling with the diamond says, Hail Henrik and Lana. Hail Red Ice. Well, thank you, JC Stalling. Hail to you as well. Spencer the First with the diamond. Good to see you as well. He says, Happy Canada Day to start White History Month. That's right. I don't know if you guys sent these before I reported on it or if you did it right after, but we're all in sync here. Good stuff. Good to see you, Spencer. RoboThink with the diamond says, Några bra svenska filmer du skulle kunna rekommendera. Any good Swedish movies you could recommend? They're actually Icelandic, though. Check out the... I actually really like the Korpen Flyger, what was the English title? Was it just Raven? Icelandic old Viking. I think it's a trilogy. I think one of the last one is called White Viking. The titles have been, you know, as they translated them over to English and stuff. I really liked that one. It was years ago since I saw it. Otherwise, any good Swedish? I like some of the like old classic Besök and The Visitors. Check out that one. It's pretty funny too. Actually, pretty scary. I remember seeing it many, many years ago. But I would have to think a little bit about that. I don't watch too many Swedish movies, to be honest. Seventh Seal is pretty good, of course. Bergman has, I have some, of course, issues with with him in many regards, but you get the idea. Hey, High Impact Flix is here as well. He's hosting. Thank you, with some viewers over there. Good to see you, Brian. He sends a diamond and says, what's going on, my liberty-loving friends? Everything is good on this end. Good to see you here, Brian, and good to see you on DLive as well. A lot of people are joining. Molyneux, of course, was kicked off of YouTube. I'm glad to see that Brian, High Impact Flick, is still, or vlogs, I should say, on YouTube. Still seems to be there, but it looks like most people's days are numbered on YouTube, to be honest. Anyway, make sure you follow High Impact Flicks here on DLive. Brian does great work, very good-hearted man. He does great work and cover a lot of important stuff. White Rabbit Radio is hosting as well. Good to see you, Tim. Make sure you follow White Rabbit Radio on DLive. Tim Murdoch. I was going to bring up Tim because he sent me a DM with the image that has been going around about the Denver airport. It was a, you know, they have some really weird murals and stuff there. A lot of people have tracked this and traced you know, the origins of that and stuff. But it was a claim that there was a basically a depiction of kids with all these face masks on Denver, the Denver airport. And first it was like, it felt vaguely familiar when I saw the image, but apparently was not from there. Tim sent me them, so I was amazed by it first, and then I just went out and do a quick search, and I saw that the at least the claim is that it was not the Denver airport people in and made statements about it. Now, there is a depiction of like a bunch of kids with different flags and stuff. This one, it, basically the same thing, but they all were wearing face masks, but apparently was not that. I just sent you a tweet, Tim, regarding that too, in case you're watching, but I don't know what to make of it. I want to see the whole thing one day, the whole range of the Denver murals. It's pretty cool. All right, William Shear sends a. It's actually the Ugly Jew has received a 1 month sub from Silosopher. Good to see you as well, Ugly Jew. Check out his channel here on DLive. He does great work as well. High Impact Flick sends another diamond, says, please support Red Ice, my friends. Thank you, Brian. Really appreciate it. Make sure you support Brian as well. DLive.tv/High Impact Flicks. Check out his live streams. Emery Arian with the diamond. RedIceMembers.com. Thank you for the plug. Appreciate it. Remembers website. High Impact Flicks again with the diamond. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. Red Ice TV covers what mainstream media will not. That's true. We definitely do that. Of course, have a particular angle, of course, on the anti-white hatred and things like that that's going on as well. Nationalism versus globalism and stuff like that. But yeah, we definitely cover the controversial stuff. And the stuff that you, you know, in most cases, there are other people doing it, but most cases, you won't hear anywhere else. High Impact Flicks again with a diamond says government equals slavery. Well, look at it now with the COVID nonsense, right? It's amazing. Brian does a lot of good coverage on this day-to-day basis on the infringement, the overreach by government and stuff like that. It's really important stuff. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it very much. Fledgling with a diamond says, hi, is there a World Weekend Warrior, I guess, for June 21st? Couldn't find it. Now, I did the... Father's Day stream. That's probably when that was, in case you're wondering. And some of you might not have tuned in to that, but I mentioned that at the beginning. Lana couldn't make it and stuff, and so I just ended up doing a stream on that Sunday. So the answer is no. I think it was last. Let me double check the calendar here. June 21st, you say. Let me see here. Yeah, no, that's the one. So no, the answer is no. We skipped that and did the stream instead. Check that out if you want to. High Impact Flicks again with the diamond says we need to stand together or we'll hang separately. I totally agree. Brian has been very generous covering our bannings from, you know, from YouTube and stuff like that too. Brian Young has been tremendously generous, of course, and kind of, you know, going out on a limb, if you will, for us. And of course, we don't agree on all the issues, and we don't have to. We can support each other regardless. But you know, it's a risk doing that. A lot of people get shit for you know, standing up for Red Ice and stuff like that. So I appreciate it, Brian, very much. Thank you so much, man. And again, he sends a diamond and says, had to do it, Silosopher, LOL. Okay, I'm not sure what that's in reference to, but thank you. thank you, High Impact Flicks. I appreciate it. The Ugly Jew with the diamond says, cancerous aborted fetal tissues. MRC-5? Or I forget the technical term for it. I covered it back like a couple of weeks ago, maybe more, three, four weeks, and it was just sickening learning about this. And you know, with these fact-check articles, well, it's not really happening. They've moved on from there. We played that clip by, what was his name? Plotkin? Jeez, I should find that clip again. It's just amazing. It was during a deposition, and he's admitting to him. This is the guy who came up with it, that they put it in the vaccines. And the article claimed, well, they're not doing that anymore. They found synthetic ways of doing it. But then you should continue reading the article. It was not true. They recognized that it's still happening. It's sick. High Impact Flicks again with the diamond says, you benefit from Red Ice TV. Consider supporting. Thank you so much, Brian. Appreciate it. The Rabbit with a diamond, no message. Dougley Jew again with the diamond says, mandatory at some schools already. Yeah, the Colorado thing is insane. We went through that in the Weekend Warrior show. Definitely check this out. Off Guarding. I know you covered it too, The Ugly Jew. You covered this in a very great way. Was it a week ago or something like that? Absolutely crazy. But I'm almost convinced they'll push this. If you want to partake in public life in some way, they will probably push it to be mandatory. It's crazy. High Impact Flicks again with the diamond. Thank you. Henrik, thanks for your tireless pursuit of the truth. Thank you so much, Brian. I really appreciate it. Same to you, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Brian. Moondog76 with a diamond says, happy White History Month. Indeed, exactly. I don't know if you're joining us late. I did mention at the beginning, July 1st, Jesse Lee Peterson say, it just feels white. Remember? So that's funny. I think he's been the main driver, JLP, Jesse Lee Peterson, of White History Month. High Impact Flicks again with a diamond. Thank you, my brother. Well, thank you, Brian. I really appreciate it. A Big Black Man with AIDS is here as well. Good to see you. Sensei Diamond says, make more white babies. Indeed. Thank you, man. Techno Viking with a diamond. No message. Conrad Kurz with a diamond. No message. Thank you, Conrad. Another one. Two from Conrad. Thank you. Good to see you as always. Fledgling with a diamond. Thank you for all your hard work. Love you guys. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for being here and thank you for the support. A Big Black Man with the AIDS again with a diamond says, imagine if Red Ice TV had the budget of CNN. Yes. Imagine. That'd be quite something, actually. That'd be very interesting. I mean, I don't even know what is their budget. Like, can you even find that online? What do they operate with each, let's say, each year? But 500 million? What, ballpark? 50 million? I have no idea. It's kind of interesting. Let's say 1% of CNN. I think we could do some really good damage with like 1% of CNN's budget. I have to Google it later, see if I can find it. High Impact Flicks again with a Ninja Genie. Thank you, Brian. He says, injustice against one and one man anywhere is injustice against all men everywhere. Thanks, Henrik. I totally agree, Brian. Thank you so much. Conrad Curse, thank you for the support too. I really appreciate it, Brian. Conrad Curse with a diamond says, we will win no matter the cost. Hail chat. Thank you so much, man. The Ugly Jew again with a diamond says, now University of Tennessee required two. When vax avail. University of Tennessee required to, really? Okay, I have to look. I'll Google that later and see if I can find something of that. That's crazy. It's going to come Dross. I think it's Dross effect with a diamond. No message. Let me go over here. Conrad Curse again with the diamond. If I hit the lottery, your budget will be. well, thank you. I appreciate that. Very kind of you, Conrad. Techno Viking with the diamond again. Did not join in a while. Missed healthy dose of red ice. Well, you're welcome back. Thank you, Techno Viking. I appreciate it. Robert the Beard with the diamond. Start more businesses and support our people. Absolutely. Lock in the economy. Spend internally among the people you support. Bring in money to that circle, but then try to not make it leave it. That's how we do it. We form community outside of all the madness that's going on. That's the way to do it. Thank you, guys. Thank you, all of you. And thank you, Brian, as well, for your generosity, man. I really appreciate it. Always good to see you in the chat. Thank you so much. All right, let's proceed here. I do appreciate everyone supporting us, guys. I really do. Okay, let me go over here. Yeah, we covered that with the 50% of Americans. Oh, this one, too, could be good. Adam Green from No More News, he retweeted this, too. Popular Science, check this out. COVID-19 cases are surging, but not because of Black Lives Matter protests, right? Remember how they just gave way to all this? They didn't even mention it. It didn't even come up that this was irresponsible by the protesters. Although a week earlier, like in Michigan and stuff, when the 3%ers and you know, some of the conservatives and MAGA people and stuff came out to protest the lockdowns, the media was just relentlessly hammering these people as killers almost and stuff like that. During the BLM stuff, the Antifa stuff, nothing. They all support it. Social distancing measures by all could have helped prevent increase in coronavirus cases after Black Lives Matter demonstrations. And then follow-up headline, Black Lives Matter protest may have slowed overall spread of coronavirus in Denver and other cities, new study finds. Is this the same author? No, okay. While the protest brought thousands of people together, they likely caused many more to stay home. A research team, including a University of Colorado Denver professor, concluded. This is just so retarded, right? Saw this one earlier, too. I wasn't allowed to say goodbye to my mom before she passed, but these people are totally okay being out on the streets. This is New York. Protesters passed the time dancing while waiting for the city budget vote results. And, of course, this is, I think, when they announced that they're going to reduce the cops, I think, with $1 billion and put it into other programs. Now, you know, to some of these people that might say, well, that sounds great, right? You know that all these new bullshit programs are going to make things 1,000 times worse. That's what happened. I'm on board with like people like Brian Young and you have High Impact Flicks and Vlogs and that. You know, if you subsidize something, you basically get, you know, you get more of it, right? These new programs that they're pouring these other money into, it's going to drive things just right up against the wall. And again, don't get me wrong. There's plenty of times, you know, you can and should be critical of the cops and the police and a lot of bad behavior and stuff like that. But this idea that they just try to get them to stand down and just have utter, complete, you know, anarchy on the streets with the violence that we've seen with the BLMs and the Antifas, I think it's insanity, complete insanity. All right, let me switch over to this here. I have some clips coming up here too. This one was posted a little bit earlier today regarding CNN's just unbelievable, agenda, the propaganda, their blatant politicizing of everything. This Facebook thing has just been amazing to see, right? They're going after Facebook, all these big companies, because supposedly they're not doing enough censoring, right? Facebook needs to do more censoring. You need to kick everyone off that we don't like. And so, of course, CNN joined in on the fun here, too. These are the big brands that haven't pulled ads from Facebook yet. Let's start hammering these companies. Make sure that we put pressure on them so that they will obey us. Let's see which one they list here. see. Hundreds of companies have promised to halt advertising on Facebook and its sibling platform Instagram as part of a month-long boycott officially set to begin on Wednesday, according to the civil rights group behind the protest. But even a steady drumbeat of household names like the North Face, Pfizer, Levi Strauss have joined the pressure campaign over the social networking's handling of hate speech and misinformation. The vast majority of Facebook's biggest advertisers, the ones with presumably the most leverage, have stayed quiet. And then they begin to attack them. Anyway, I'm not going to go through it all. You get the idea. It's just blatant, you know, politicizing of these things and advocacy and stuff like that, too. More CNN for you guys here, too. The McCloskeys. It was just amazing watching this, right? I don't like the terms, but this is how people recognize it now. Ken and Karen, right? That's what they became called. And unfortunately, they ended up cucking. They were turning anti-white. They were blaming white people. During this BLM transgression, when they broke down their fence, entered into private property, and of course these folks came out with their guns, and then the media did their job, and Twitter too. But here is a little bit of a run in here between Chris Cuomo on CNN and Mark McCloskey, who is the guy who came out with the AR-15 or something he was coming out with. Check this out.
How do you feel about becoming the face of political resistance to the Black Lives Matter movement?
First of all, that's a completely ridiculous statement. I'm not the face of anything opposing the Black Lives Matter movement. I was a person scared for my life who was protecting my wife, my home, my hearth, my livelihood. I was a victim of a mob that came through the gate. I didn't care what color they were. I didn't care what their motivation was. I was frightened. I was assaulted, and I was in imminent fear that they would run me over, kill me, burn my house. And you have to have this in the context of St. Louis, where on June the 2nd of this year, I watched the city burn. I watched the 7-Eleven get smashed in, looted, and burned for 40 minutes on live television.
By the way, the footage there. And again, it's like, sure, whatever, dude. You wanna blame white? It's the white kids again. It's like the Joe Rogan. He pulled the Joe Rogan, right? I've watched 1,000 hours of footage, 1,000 videos on this, and it's all white kids with skateboards, right? There's plenty of black people in the footage, which helped to break down your fence, your gate, in fact, enter into it. I don't know why he did this. It would have been better if he just shut up and said, I did the right thing. That's it. Some people said that they had donated to Trump. They were Trump people or whatever. Now they try to backpedal and say, well, we're supportive of BLM and all that kind of stuff, right? Which is just nonsense. Better if they shut up. But anyway, let's continue this clip here.
Looted and burned for 40 minutes on live television with nobody showing up to do anything. And I realized at that time, we're on our own. When bad things happen, they unpredictably turn really bad, real fast. That same night, retired St. Louis police captain David Doran was murdered. These things get very bad very quickly. And when those people came through the gate, when it was a mob, I didn't take the time to see their birth certificates or anything else. I was defending my house, my life, my wife, and what I've spent 32 years building there.
I understand what you say your rationale was. To be clear, did anything happen to you or your property?
Did anything happen to... Yeah, my life has
bullshit.
Been ruined.
We'll get to that, Mr. McCloskey. I don't mean to cut you off. But I'm saying that night, did anything happen to you, your family, or your property?
Yeah, it's called social intimidation. It's called terrorism. Chris, what's the definition of terrorism? To use violence and intimidation to frighten the public. That's what was happening that night. It's what happened to me. And that's the damage I suffered.
You were the one pointing a loaded weapon at a group of people who were walking past looking for the mayor's house as a point of protest.
No, I'm doing this. Chris, that's an entirely false concept. No single media outlet has ever mentioned the complete falsity of that statement. The mayor's house cannot be reached through my neighborhood.
Amazing they turn on these people. Yeah, so I see conflicting reports, I guess, on this. Well, they're Democrats, these people. But then again, I saw, through Open Secrets, opensecrets.org, they listed that they had donated to Trump. They're Trump people and stuff like that. I think they might be Trump people, but they backpedaled. They have seen the immense wrath of the media and the mob. The witch burnings essentially that happens if you don't kind of play ball. So I think they try to save face. I'm still not sure, but it's amazing that like if he hadn't gone out with a weapon, What do you think would have happened, Chris Cuomo? It's just amazing. You shouldn't have done that. You should not have done that. Anyway, a consequence, I should say, of some of the bad stuff that the mainstream media is pushing, and obviously I include Fox News in that, but there is one exception, and there's some stuff he covers which I don't agree with, but Tucker Carlson, he has... It's no comparison. It's the only guy on cable news that covers stuff that matter to some degree. And yes, there are things he leaves unsaid. There are things that he's careful about, obviously. But he finds a good way of weaving some stuff into his monologues and stuff. But he sets a record for the largest audience in cable news history by calling for equal justice under the law and free speech. Tucker is doing very, very well. A lot of people said, well, Fox is going to get rid of him. These advertisers were trying to get him banned, and or rather, they try to pull out from his show specifically, and some, I guess, did. But it looks like Fox News, at least for now, stands behind Tucker. But this is one of the consequences. The CNN bullshit is most people are seeing through it. And if people are attracted to Fox, and specifically Tucker, again, I don't like most of Fox, and there's some stuff I don't, dig with Tucker either, but it says something. It speaks a volume, actually, that they're pushing way too hard, way too fast. All right, we're going to actually go over to the UK a little bit. We have some European stories we want to cover too before we play this one by Prince Harry, which is just remarkable groveling. The sins of our times is, of course, being white, right? Have ancestors who are white, and we are in an anti-white age. An era of anti-whiteness, and people like this kind of underline this very, very well. Let me do a couple of these before we proceed here. Where are we? Southern Dingo, good to see you, man. He sends a diamond and says, please tell everyone how handsome I am. Thanks. Well, I send feet pics, Southern Dingo, first. Let me see your feet pics, and then I'll pass on the word. I'll be a judge of that. Thank you. Thank you, Southern Dingo. I appreciate it. Techno Viking with the diamond agenda is pushed too fast. People are waking up. I think you're right. Overall, I know there's a lot of people being consumed by this stuff and they're just being swallowed up by the insanity. But I don't know. I think it's too much. I think it's too much and too fast. Conrad K over on DonorBox sends a $25 donation. Conrad Kurtz, thank you, Conrad, so much. Appreciate it. And he says, town near me deemed too white. Here's the link. Forced integration is genocide, he says, and once again pushed by a member of the tribe pretending to be white. I'm sick with this shit, he says. Outlets like yours are all that keeps me sane. Hail our people. Yeah, let me pull up that. I have that. I'm reading that on a different computer, but let me send that to myself, and then I can pull it up over here. I'll make sure to pull it up, Conrad. In the meantime, let me do this other one too. Jacob H. sends a message. Let me shoot that off to myself over here. And he says... where are we? Here we are. Says $5. I said, careful, you'll get hairy palms and go blind if you spend too much time primary baiting. You're talking about the master bedroom stuff, right? Master, the term we covered in Wiki Warrior. Master bedroom is racist now because it can trigger people into trauma and stuff that it brings up memories of slavery, right? The master and slave and stuff. So I guess, yeah, so that's what they call it. Master baiting is now called primary baiting. Very good. Thank you, Jacob. I appreciate that very, very much. Here's the article that Conrad sent to me here as well. Look at this way overblown photo there, too. That's kind of funny. Talk about being white. No, I don't want your delivery. Is Tom's River too white? And what can we do about it? What's going on with that way overexposed photo there? What is that about? That's kind of interesting. New Jersey, last Tuesday, Toms River Councilwoman Democrat Lori Hurok used her council common time at the end of biweekly public town meeting to discuss racial inequality in her time. Hurok said that Toms River's population of whites compared to its African American population is 82% to just 3%. See, this is the kind of bullshit they do. Let's see how long this is. Okay, let me lower that while we do that. Let's see how long that clip is, because that could be worth playing too. But yeah, this is the kind of stuff you get. It's essentially, oh, here it is. It's essentially, if it's too many white people in one area, they need to change that. They need to uproot white people and send them to diverse areas and take, global majorities and send them into minority white areas. Let's see this clipper.
The truth of the matter is that according to census.gov, Toms River is 82% white, non-Hispanic,
ooh,
and 3% black, as compared to the United States on the whole is 60% white, non-Hispanic, and 13% black. And New Jersey is 55% white, non-Hispanic, and 15%.
You know, just newsflash, white people, they need to live somewhere. Since when does every little town need to be an equal representation of the numbers in the country? This is so retarded.
Black. We need to take a look at ourselves to examine what we can do as a community to make Toms River more inviting to a greater diversity of individuals, to better reflect the population of our state and that of the United States.
God, what a retard. What's they supposed to do? You're going to rip out white people from their homes and force them to go live somewhere else? And she's implying, too, that it's not, if it's too many white people, it's not welcoming. Listen to that. Amazing. Thank you for sending me that link, Connor. That's incredible.
We need to take a look at ourselves to examine what we can do as a community to make Toms River more inviting to a greater diversity of individuals, to better reflect the population of our state and that of the United States.
Let me back up.
White, non-Hispanic, and 15% black. We need to take a look at ourselves to examine what we can do as a community.
Oh, did I miss it?
To make Toms River more inviting.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, to make Toms, yeah, someone said to, soon it'll be Uncle Toms River, which is kind of funny. But look at that photo. I don't know why did they even do that? Why would they blow it up like that? Incredible stuff. Thank you. Let me see. Where are we here? Yeah, this is what we're going to cover next. Prince Harry decides to grovel a bit more to the anti-white agenda. Hold on to your pantaloons. Here we go.
My wife said recently that our generation and the ones before us haven't done enough to right the wrongs of the past. I too am sorry. Sorry that we haven't got the world to the place that you deserve it to be. Institutional racism has no place in our societies. Yet it is still endemic. Unconscious bias must be acknowledged without blame to create a better world for all of you. I want you to know that we are committed to being part of the solution and to being part of the change that you are all leading. Now is the time, and we know that you can do it.
Amazing, huh? Prince Harry. we know this has been the agenda since ever since he did that. Dressed up as a national socialist. Remember, yeah, the what do you call armband, right? As a Halloween or something like that, a party, I think, a masquerade party or something. I mean, it's just incredible, right? The anti-whiteness that somehow can be singled out for having made historical errors like no other group has enslaved, no other group has preyed on other groups, no other group have had wars with others. I mean, it's retarded, but this is what it is. This is what it is to live in an anti-white age. It's just white guilt. That's what it is. Guilting white people into giving up our countries, of transforming them demographically. And again, all this is being done against most people's will. We don't get a chance to vote on these issues. It's being forced down our throats. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. Well Tickled Pickle with a diamond says Tucker called out Jayish privilege last night. I want to see that. Send me a clip if you have it. We'll play it later. Thank you. That would be interesting to see. Robert the Beard with a diamond says anti-face white. I stand with the alt-white. well, I mean, not all of them are white, but I get your point. John Saxa, 1418. Good to see you, man. Sends a diamond says what a bootlicker. That ginger has no balls. No balls. Yeah, I mean, it's sad, right? It's sad to see. I know he has his American wife and stuff like that, and you know, they're working on... I don't know. It feels like someone got to him, to be honest, at some point, but I don't know. Meanwhile, also in the UK, let me close that down. It's okay to be white posters are being investigated in Nailsea Town Centre. Someone says here, I'm actually quite embarrassed to see this kind of racism existing here. Police are probing it's okay to be white posters in Nailsea. Trainee train driver Shane Jones, 40, tore down 5 posters bearing the message yesterday morning, June 28th. He was at first shocked, then very angry. when he saw they had been displayed in the underpass of Crown Glass Shopping Center, Somerset Square. It's okay to be white is a statement which has been linked to which has been linked to far-right groups in recent years after being popularized by white ring commentator Milo Yiannopoulos. Oh, really? Is that the case? I thought it was kind of around before that guy. When posters with the same message appeared at the University of Bristol campus in January, the show Racism the Red Card charity told Bristol Live, the slogan is made to appear harmless and benign, and this is, in fact, its power. Well, I mean, how can you... So you're saying it's not okay to be white. That's what it is, right? It's not okay. You have to be by de facto. You have to be anti-white. Even the... We've mentioned this many times about that bill that's been introduced in the... was it a Senate bill or something like that? I forget exactly. I forget the number. SB 1316 or something. I forget. Which where they defined what white supremacy was, and it was to be pro-white. And so essentially, if you do not take a de facto anti-white position on everything, if you just say, well, I don't hate other groups, I don't hate other races, I don't hate other ethnicities, but also that includes white people. I don't hate white people. I think it's okay to be white. I'm proud to be white. What's the problem with that? Everyone else can, right? That is by de facto. They're trying to nail you as a white supremacist. You have to be anti-white, otherwise you will be a white supremacist terrorist. It's incredible. Which of course is the brilliance of the campaign. To be sure, for sure. All right, saw this one earlier too. Can stay in Ireland for a little bit. There's a new deputy Lord Mayor in Limerick. As a Bangladeshi Muslim, Azad Taldurk. Stryker here says he can't even speak English. So within the space of a week, we've had a Chinese woman and Bangladeshi men to be appointed to Lord Mayoral positions in Dublin and Limerick, two of Ireland's largest cities. Let's play this.
আবারও ইতিহাস সৃষ্টি করলেন আয়ারল্যান্ডের লিমরিক সিটি থেকে নির্বাচিত প্রবাসী বাংলাদেশি তরুণ কাউন্সিলর আজাদ তালুকদার গত 17 জুন 2020 ফিনেফল দলের অন্যতম শীর্ষ নেতা এবং পার্লামেন্ট মেম্বার মিস্টার নয়েল কলিন্স আইরিশ পার্লামেন্টে বাংলাদেশি বংশোদ্ভূত আজাদ তালুকদারের ভূয়সী প্রশংসা করেন অচিরেই জনাব আজাদকে লিমরিক সিটি কাউন্সিলের ডিপুটি মেয়র হিসেবে নির্বাচিত করার ইঙ্গিত দেন
We had a good candidate elected in Limerick City. Councillor Azad Talukdar, who came from Bangladesh, has done
but first, good
great
evening.
Work
Welcome
in
to Tucker Carlson
promoting and, in, and seeking to integrate the migrant community and will become the Deputy Mayor of Limerick City and County quite shortly.
Limerick County Council as nirbachoner madhyome agami ek bochorer jonno janab Azad Talukdar ke deputy.
He's not even speaking English? That's actually the thing now? He literally cannot speak English. This is incredible. This is new heights, ladies and gentlemen.
Mayor পদে নির্বাচিত করেছেন আয়ারল্যান্ডে বসবাসরত প্রবাসী বাংলাদেশীরা আজ
অত্যন্ত আনন্দিত
তার এই অর্জনকে অভিনন্দন জানিয়েছেন ইতিমধ্যে জনাব আজাদ তালুকদার লিমডি সিটি কাউন্সিলের পক্ষ থেকে মুসলমানদের জন্য একটি স্বতন্ত্র কবরস্থান সৃষ্টির লক্ষ্যে 50,000 ইউরো অনুমোদন করেছেন জনাব আজাদ তালুকদার বলেন
আমি সেন্ট্রাল গভর্নমেন্টের সাথে আমাদের লোকাল গভর্নমেন্টের ডেপুটি মেয়র হিসেবে আমি তাদের সাথে ঐক্যবদ্ধভাবে কাজ করে এই দেশের
What's actually going on here? What is this? Is this I gotta just is this a troll? Is this really happening? Let me just see here if this is I mean I'm not saying Strucker is faking this or whatever. But I'm just like, what is he actually doesn't speak. Our new deputy mayor of Limerick is Bangladeshi retard who doesn't speak English. Reconquista. Let me see if I can find some of the fake news and see how they spin this. That could be interesting. Amazing how little. Is this a troll? Is that what this is? Let me just see here. Let me just search the name. DuckDuckGo can be a bit bad sometimes. Sorry about this, guys. I didn't expect to do this. So he's the deputy mayor. Michael Collins. Let me see here if I can find this. Is this the official lovelimerick.ie? Let me just see this real quick here. I just want to confirm that we're not being just They're not pulling your leg here, as the British say. Michael Collins elected as new mayor of city and county of Limerick, and then, of course, he's chosen, right, the deputy. Because he's part of it, right, the picture right there. It doesn't say on the description. Here we go. Limerick's new deputy mayor. Here we go. Azad Talduker celebrates with his wife Shanana after being elected. Okay, so this is okay. It's real. This actually happened. Incredible. Let's watch the rest of this clip here. Great stuff. Great stuff. Ireland.
স্বাস্থ্য এবং হাউজিং মাইগ্রেন্ট সহ সমস্ত জনকল্যাণমূলক ইস্যুতে তাদের সাথে ঐক্যবদ্ধভাবে কাজ করে জনগণের আশা পূরণ করার চেষ্টা করব ইনশাআল্লাহ ধন্যবাদ সবাইকে
তার এই চলা নিজেকে যেমন সম্মানিত করেছেন তেমন সম্মানিত করেছেন এখানকার বাংলাদেশিদেরকেও এতে বিদেশের মাটিতে বাংলাদেশের নাম আরো উজ্জ্বল হবে কর্মের মাঝে সুনামের সাথে বেঁচে থাকতে চান একজন তরুণ কাউন্সিলর আজাদ তালুকদার একে আজাদ ডাবলিন আয়ারল্যান্ড থেকে
Dublin, Ireland. Ireland has been particularly hit here very, very hard recently. Do you guys remember this? There's more politicians. Forget her name now. Check this out.
Ireland has always been a diverse society, linguistically, ethnically, and religiously. We still continue to be so. Diversity is at the core of what it means to be Irish. We hope that this hearing will assist us, the state and civil society, to see a path forward to addressing the challenge we face in combating racism and discrimination.
Yeah, great stuff, huh? And then, of course, Scotland is not far behind. Remember Nicolai Sturgeon? Listen to this message here. Let me make sure the volume is up here, too. This is Nicolai Sturgeon here.
The Scotland we seek is open, welcoming, diverse, and inclusive. And no Tory is ever going to be allowed to change that.
A bit aggressive there, Nicolai. Or Nicola. Is it Nicola Sturgeon? All right, so there we go. Ireland has always been diverse. I didn't know that. I thought that there was mainly Irish people living in Ireland for all that time. But there you go. Learn something new every day, I guess, huh? Congratulations to Limerick, then, for the new deputy Lord Mayor. And his ability to not even speak English. Wonderful stuff. Glasgow. Scotland, of course, there was some stabbings there recently. And we had the same thing there. It's almost like I want to play that clip. The excuse was that there was limited Wi-Fi. We showed it in the Weekend Warrior show. God, I should have queued up that clip. But there was actually a clip. That was actually when that was being played on, I think it was Sky News. Who was reporting on it, and they said that the conditions were horrible for this person. So he had essentially, freaked out, and he mentally, unstable and a lot of issues and stuff like that, which is, of course, why do we have to import these people if they have medical conditions which could end up hurting everyone else? Here's a picture of the gentleman doing the stabbing there in Scotland, right? And they actually blamed limited Wi-Fi. The first thing that they mentioned when they talked about the conditions and so forth at this refugee hotel or whatever it was that there was limited Wi-Fi. Anyway, this is, Katie Hopkins reported on this and regarding the stabbing there, that the authorities sought profit while taking in more asylum seekers. Glasgow, which have over 37,000 asylum seekers at the end of 2018, according to data from the House of Commons Library, was rocked by a knife attack on Friday, which resulted in 6 people being injured. The assault was carried out by a 28-year-old Sudanese-born man who lived in a hotel which housed asylum seekers. UK-based journalist and political commentator Katie Hopkins, recently booted off of Twitter, is convinced profit-making is the reason why Glasgow authorities are willing to accept refugees. The only way to solve the migrant crisis, according to Hopkins, is to stop accepting asylum seekers altogether. In 2018, Glasgow was the UK local authority with the most dispersed asylum seekers, according to the House of Commons Library. Why has Glasgow got so many asylum seekers, and how the decision to send them there was made? And then, of course, Katie Hopkins goes on here. They're interviewing her here. In terms of this, that they're doing this for profit, right? You have similar things driving the agenda in the U.S. And Corcoran of Refugee Resettlement Watch have detailed this for years now about how much money they're given by the government. It's subsidized. Bring these people in because we need to make it more diverse. Companies in the region, they can employ these people, hence drive down the wages. And then, of course, you destabilize the communities internally by doing that as well. So no surprise. Denmark, Copenhagen, vandalized here overnight a statue next to the Marmorkirken, which is the marble church. Copenhagen, beautiful church, by the way. A particular person there on the statue, Hans Egde, was vandalized overnight. I think it was decolonize. With some of the messages that was sprayed on there. Nationalists came out and they gladly cleaned this up from filth right there and spray to back to clean again. Again, beautiful church in Copenhagen, marble church. I don't know too much about this guy, but he, let me close this here. He of course he's guilty, right? Because he at the time, this is like 1600s, 1700s, I believe. He went to Greenland. In the 1700s, he went to Greenland and proselytized, I guess, or you know, try to Christianize the people in Greenland and stuff like that. So of course he must hang too. Do they deal with Muslim preachers this way, or those who try to spread the word of Islam in the 1700s? No, of course not. The only ones that can't proselytize is Christians and pagans if they're of European descent, right? We can't spread our message and our word, and we have to pay for it. So incredible stuff, spray painted, vandalized here. Overnight, here's the actually the one in Greenland too. Look at that, similar thing took place there. So the same statue, they have a statue of him in Greenland too. So interesting that they did the same. It looks ironically very similar to spray painting as well. Very, very interesting. Okay, so both in Greenland and Copenhagen at the same time. Hans Egde. Stockholm, Sweden, hearkening the stuff that we just went through in Scotland. Several stabbed by Kungsträdgården in Stockholm, Sweden. At least one has been seriously injured, and one has been arrested for attempted murder. Don't have too much more over this, but I think we can guess who this has done, who's done it. I think it's a crazy nationalist, right-winger, right, who lost their mind and just went out and stabbed immigrants indiscriminately. I'm sure that's what happened here. All right, let me actually play the clip with Tucker real quick. I appreciate it. Well Tickled Pickle. He sent the link and he said the timestamp as well with two diamonds. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that. Let's listen into that real quick and see what he had to say. Now, he said that he called out a certain little sect here, Tucker. Let's listen to this.
Affair again. Wealth, appearance, ancestry can play no role whatsoever in the eyes of the law. That means that criminals like Jeffrey Epstein must go to jail the first time they're caught molesting children. It means your children must have precisely the same chances of getting into college or getting a job as anyone else's children. It means fighting to make this a colorblind meritocracy. A colorblind meritocracy. Say it again. The alternative to that is disaster. Slavery and Jim Crow were immoral precisely because they punished people for how they were born. Any system that punishes people for how they were born is immoral always. Republicans must say that loudly. Don't get caught in pointless debate.
Obviously, you get this, but what he's talking about is now how this, the virtues of why white people needed to give up their history and back down and all that they did wrong, right, has now been flipped. So now it is okay to discriminate against people. Is there systemic racism? Absolutely. Against white people. It's an anti-white era. It's an age of anti-whiteness. And you can now openly discriminate against white people. You don't have to employ them. You can say in job applications, if you're white, if you're Caucasian, you don't need to apply. You're not welcomed here. In fact, you need to pay more in certain, at certain franchises and stuff like that. It's crazy. So he's, of course, correct, right?
About whether or not this is a racist country. Clearly it isn't. Prove it by making it less racist, by making it a colorblind meritocracy. That's our promise. Second, Republicans must defend our freedom of speech. We are not a free society without that. This is not simply a debate about the First Amendment and its limits. It's bigger than that and more important. If you can't articulate something, if you're not allowed, you can't think it. And that's precisely why authoritarians try to control language. They're trying to control your mind. Republicans should lead the fight against this without shame. Americans have the absolute right to tell the truth. This is not negotiable. Nor, by the way, is it a theoretical concern of interest only to intellectuals. Everything depends on it. If you can't think freely, you can't solve problems. Try to build a hydro plant or fly a commercial airplane if certain categories of thought are off limits to you. It doesn't work. The power grid collapses, planes crash, society degrades. No speech means no science, no art, no civilization. Most of us were taught that this debate was settled conclusively during the Enlightenment hundreds of years ago when reason vanquished dogma. But it wasn't settled. The forces of superstition remain. They are stronger than ever. In fact, they are growing in strength. The Republican Party must fight them or it's not a party worth having. And finally, we must never forget that in the end, the Republican Party exists to serve the interests of normal people, ordinary people. Middle-class families are the core of this country. They are our hope for the future, our only hope. And yet both parties have shamelessly abandoned them. Middle-class families have no national spokesman. They have no lobby in Washington. Republicans pretend to be their champion. You know by now that they are not. Instead of improving the lives of their voters, the party feeds them a steady diet of mindless symbolic victories, partisan junk food designed to make them feel full even as they waste away. Who cares how many Benghazi hearings we have? We're supposed to care. Why should we? How did Peter Strzok's text messages become more important than saving American jobs from foreign nationals who are taking them?
Yeah, this, I saw, yeah, well, Tickle Pickle said another damn, and it says the Epstein comment was the key. Yeah, I mean, let me go back. Maybe I should play it a little bit before that. Let me see what he said before that. Yeah, I mean, I think he knows some stuff, but who's picking up the timing? Mean, the whole GOP, the whole Trump train and stuff. I mean, it's Zionist behind it. I mean, that's just Sheldon Adelson. I always trip on his name. These types of people, right? Fox News is the big Zio outlet. He can only say so much. But yeah, I think you're right, Weltick, because he's, so I said before, he's very talented in weaving certain things in and out of there, right? Let's listen to that again.
It's why millions of people move here. For a long time, we knew that. No one questioned it. It was obvious, but it no longer is obvious, and there are many who are working in the opposite direction. Republicans must counterbalance this. They must work as hard as they can to make America fair again. Wealth, appearance, ancestry.
He means white. He means white. Oh, my God.
Can play fair. No role whatsoever in the eyes of the law. That means that criminals like Jeffrey Epstein must go to jail the first time they're caught molesting children. It means your children must have...
That's interesting. He says, okay, let's hear that again. That's actually very interesting. He says, ancestry, ethnicity must have nothing to do in the eyes of the law, which means Epstein should have gone to jail the first time. Let's listen again.
Republicans must counterbalance this. They must work as hard as they can to make America fair again. Wealth, appearance, ancestry can play no role whatsoever in the eyes of the law. That means that criminals like Jeffrey Epstein must go to jail the first time they're caught molesting children.
That's interesting. That could mean many things, right? Well, he could single it out because of the wealth or something, but he's essentially saying that there's some people that get away, which of course is the truth, right? Some people do get away. Where's Ghislaine Maxwell? Why is she not being dragged in front of a court and heard and stuff? And some of the most proficient criminals, psychopaths in our world are never criminally charged for everything. They end up running the show. But yeah, that's interesting. Well, Tickle Pickle, thank you for sending that. Appreciate it very much. Let me do a couple of these here real quick, and then we'll move on in the order. A lot more to cover here. Hugism, I think it is, with a diamond says, I'm not white, I'm Irish. Well, exactly. And I mean, I agree with that assessment that it's like we already have a diverse range of people within the group called white, and this is simplified, dumbed-down thing. Now, of course, it's easier just to say white quickly when you're talking instead of like bringing up every goddamn ethnicity and tribe within, you know, of European descent. But it's still an important point that should not be let go of. We are, it's like an onion, right? Our identities. We're white in the outer layer, but then you get down to the core, you're from an ethnicity, maybe even from a region. From a township, from a municipality, of a family, of a tribe in that sense, or a clan, or whatever. So that's true. And none of those layers nullifies the other. They're part of your whole range of identity. All right, big black man with AIDS with the diamond says the mayor declaring jihad for all they know. Well, Exactly. What was he? What was he even saying? Why was that not subtitled? In other words, you have to have subtitles and a deaf person with sign language and stuff. In this regard, this is nothing. Amazing. RoboThink with the diamond. Thank you for the message. Well tickled pickled. Yep, that was the Epstein comment. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Let me check this real quick here. Donor box. Nothing on entropy. Let me check out donor box. I'm not missing out here. No, I think we're caught up. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's get back on track here. Where were we? Yeah, we mentioned Stockholm. That's right. Mentioned Stockholm. Now, Belgium. King Leopold, of course, have been attacked and taken down and removed in a lot of the places in Belgium. Ghent, which I do believe is in the northern region. I think that that's where the Flemish are, if I'm not mistaken. Ghent. They are removing a bust of Leopold II. And it was like people always said, well, do you support everything that he did? And it's like, no, but that's also not the point. He is also not, you're not defined by the solely the bad things. Again, there's plenty of monarchs and chieftains and leaders and kings from other groups and tribes which were brutal murderers, and they slaughtered people and left and right, and they don't get called out for it in this way. We don't expect them to take down their statues. The legacy of King Leopold II, the longest serving king in Belgium history, has a lot of other things under his belt than just those things that he's being accused of. But that doesn't matter. One bad act and you're out. They're trying to say this is all he was and the only thing that stands, right? So here's some of the footage. Not too long. But this is how it goes. They're just removing it. Just taking it down. That's their answer to it. Just remove it all. It's the reset. It's a reset of time. I told you before, 2020 is... let me cancel that. 2020 is basically the New Year Zero, right? Basically the New Year Zero. From the coronavirus bullshit to the statue removal to the destruction of our culture, our heritage, our statues of our ancestors. All of it is going to go. Our names, everything. It's an anti-white era. What can you say? Ethan Ralph had some footage here. I think he was live on location. In Richmond, Virginia, we said here, they're beginning to cut old Stonewall Jackson off the base of his pedestal here in Richmond. Check this out. Disgusting. What happens when you kowtow to the mob, right? And you think these people will stop? They'll never be happy. It'll be something else tomorrow. Oh, we could achieve that. Well, let's rename the street, these libraries. Let's take out these guys. Confederacy, sure, that's great. But now let's go after the other guys, which already are. Lincoln, Jackson, George Washington. There's no end in sight. What's the other guy's name? The guy who went to the Nine Sisters Lodge back and forth. Benjamin Franklin, for example, right? It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. This insurrection, the Marxist overthrow is continuing. I actually didn't see this whole one yet, but I wanted to look at it. It was very cringy what I saw. But this is what happens when it's essentially a blackmailing campaign, right? Bloomberg Quick Take here had this video. And one of the quotes from it is, you cannot move our bodies out of this space until you give us that $1 billion. That's right. So they have a price tag. We saw something earlier about, I know it's about, defunding the police or whatever, but it's essentially we want you to do this with the economy. Allocate this money, put that over here, do this, do these kinds of things, right? And we saw this with BLM, the demands they have. If you're white, you can give up your home. That's a great way of helping out. Give it up to a person of color somewhere. And they were demanding, what was it, like $14 trillion or something for slavery? So a great comment by Way of the World Today on Twitter. He said, well, if black Americans built America, then why are they taking such pleasure out of tearing it down, ripping down his statues and removing everything and burning burning everything, right? It was a great comment. Anyway, let's check out this cringy video here. Hang on. Pull the volume up here. Try this. Here we go.
We do marches, we do protests, we have done every and any form you can think of, but this is something new. They have to see us every day. We haven't yet taken up space in your hearts and your minds to appease the needs of our people. We're now taking up physical space. We cannot move our bodies out of this space until you give us that $1 billion.
Give us that $1 billion. That's right. And we have people in government that are taking these people seriously, and they're saying, "Yep, just give them whatever they want, and maybe then they will back off." I know there's a lot of insiders. They're trained. They're Marxists. They're trained in the takeover, and they're using these people as a bulwark. But still, it's amazing, kowtowing to this mentality.
Come out here to say, you know what, we don't need the police. In fact, we need to fund housing, healthcare, education, and social services. Let's do that. So you see thousands of people outside this space because we are committed to transforming our society. You're seeing people show up in the ways that they know how to show up, and it's a really beautiful experience, and the movement has convened in this space.
These people are trained. They're trained Marxists. It's a Marxist takeover. One of the founders said it. We played it the other day. They're trained Marxists. This is a communist takeover. And they're going to reshuffle society as they see fit. And do you think that once these people have monopoly violence after they have defunded the police and all that's gone, do you think they'll treat people better? Of course not. It's going to be an open season. It's going to be South Africa. People who are white are going to be targeted by these people, including by the white Antifas. They will go after people who are white, who don't bow or kowtow or kneel or go down on their knees. People who don't hate themselves for being white, they're going to be the targets. Incredible.
We had to ask for community support, and I cannot express the amount of love and action that came from New Yorkers. Everyday people, even those that are still quarantined in their homes, sending what they could, getting the word out there, telling people to come down here.
It's really showing you what looks like community looks like and what happens when people really come together for each other. If we're talking about a world where we don't need police, we have to show that we are able to work together and live in a space that's communal.
I mean, Chaz, we'll cover that later too. They're being demolished now. That turned out great, right? With 4 shootings, rapings, robberies, no police. And in fact, many people even called police to get help later. Defund the police. Protests have demanded police presence during the protests to protect them. No joke.
We have to be able to provide for each other.
People united
will never be defeated.
The people
united will never be defeated.
We believe in a system where one day we don't need cops.
Don't be fooled by the language here too, because these people are all about divisiveness. They're about dividing America, along racial lines, along any lines that they can. This is a wedge issue. This is how these communists take over. BLM is anti-white, right? And most of these people in there, they hate white people. And so that's along the lines that they will. So you know, what I'm saying is a lot of boomer, you know, even MAGA people who are like, well, that sounds right, or that's okay, or whatever. This is just shit they say to get you to go along and submit to their agenda. When things are said and done and these people have control, you will see what real racism looks like. Trust me.
To live. But we want tangible changes currently to fix our community. By occupying this space, we're actively resisting the state of not funding your communities, but yet funding a police force that enables murder and violence against our people.
We're calling for a paradigm shift. Like, how do we reimagine safety? How do we redefine safety in a way that makes it safe for the most vulnerable people? How do we create safety for them? And we have to reimagine or remove ourselves from the framework of reality that is based on anti-black racism. So we're saying, let's do something different. Let's do something radically different.
By creating anti-white racism, right? That's what it's about.
Reimagine or remove.
What these people don't know is, like, basically this happened in Chaz and Chop too, right? It's like, there's a reason why our ancestors formed the organizations that they did and why they rose up. And from security to all these things, and are the cops perfect? Obviously not, and there's a lot of issues there, but this is so dumb, the comparison of what they want. Chaz and Chop quickly turned into, like, they had armed patrols, they had a border around their autonomous zone, they had their own versions of security, which was this warlord or whatever, but they had different factions in there, and despite that, people were shot. All the things that happens in regular society happen in there, even faster. It was like an accelerated little microcosm. And so they're just saying, well, we weren't part of making that, so therefore it's wrong. But when they build this up, if they follow through on this experiment, it will largely more or less look like the way it does now, because it's a reason why our forebears did this. That's my take on this. I think that they'll discover that, okay, then this happens, we have to do this. And then that happens, we have to do that. And then this, and that's why you have, you know, the legal structure in place and all that shit. And sure, there's a lot of bullshit within it. But I think that they're just not understanding it properly, because they haven't looked into how you do run things. And so they come with the mind of a five-year-old and think, well, but police bad, let's just remove cops. And then we can still have this other, we can have this group, we can call them the checkout, the Stasi. And then we'll walk around and they will punish anybody who's bad, who says the wrong things, because, you know, racism is the cardinal sin. So if they're racist, if it's white people who don't have anti-white thoughts, can't we punish them in some way? Can we have that? Because that will be the real things that solve issues. It's so retarded. And the fact that our, you know, governors of states and mayors and all this shit are literally taking these people seriously. It's amazing. It's a testament of the age we're in, 2020. Crazy.
Move ourselves from the framework of reality that is based on anti-black racism. So we're saying, let's do something different. Let's do something radically different. Let's look at the world differently and ourselves differently. Humanize our people, humanize black people. And that means we have to abolish the police.
The thing is, it's hard to go on about this, but like, cops are not out there hunting black people. But the media have managed to create this perception. The fifth column, which is the mainstream media in America, around the West, many countries around the world, they're a fifth column, right? They're a sect, a political agenda-driven cult, which is about destabilizing the West, taking over control, handing it over to these Marxists and communists, right? But they've managed to whip up this narrative and this hysteria that where they think they put on their gear of mourning and they were waiting to go out and shoot black people. And these people believe that. So the only solution that they have is to just dismantle it all. And when we do it, it's going to be much better, which it is not, obviously. Yeah, they're going to defund the NYPD with at least $1 billion. I think they got it too, by the way.
With many ideas and many tactics. So if you want to have peace, if you want to have some sense of control over the city, then you need to listen to the people that are telling you what they want, because you work for the people. You work for the people that are in this park right now.
There's a revolution brewing and occurring at this very moment. And for you to deny people in this type of moment, you are literally encouraging the revolution to go further than it ever has before. So a whole new world, a whole new system that has included the actual needs.
And look at these, look at the footage here too, because this is like, now you can't go outside now. COVID is back. You can't go outside. You have to wear masks everywhere. You can't go to church. You can't go to your religious institutions. You can't do certain things, going to certain stores or go to a restaurant and stuff. These people are still out on the street in New York. No problem. No problem. There's nothing being said about the fact that these people are being irresponsible or that they're killers, like that was said about the people in Michigan when the 3%ers and the MAGA people showed up and stuff to protest the lockdown. They were called murderers by the media. In this case, no problem.
That has included the actual needs, desires, wants, and safety of the people. If you want to be sustaining your power and your position, which is about all power, you better listen to your constituents. These are the people that voted you in and will vote you out.
Well, wonderful. Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you, Bloomberg. Was it Bloomberg? I think it was Bloomberg. Okay. All right, let me do a couple of these here, guys, before we move on. White Rabbit Raider with the diamond. Good to see you here, Tim. It says, the Irish are accused of racism equals they are white. That's right. They're white, therefore they're racist, right? You can't accuse them of being racist because they're white. We're in an anti-white era, an age, I guess we should call it. Neo DeLorean with the diamonds says they act like they can create Urania. Yeah, they kind of do, and I think it's a great Urania is a great model, and I think that I've said it before, but I just think it's gone too far. The world that they're creating is going to crumble and fall apart, and so that's why I've advocated for getting a good area with a lot of good people. Make sure that you are somewhat self-sustaining, and you have other good people that you can rely on, because this shit is just not going to work out. It's not going to work. But could they create Urania? Probably not. But we'll see. We saw what happened in Chaz and Chop, and that was hilarious. It was insanity, but it was hilarious. Mr. Noseberg with a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Good to see you here. He says, why would these communist agitators write an article like this? Let me copy that and so we can open that up. Thank you, Mr. Noseberg. By the way, appreciate your work as a mod over on DLive. Thank you for the Ninjagini, sir. Really appreciate the support. Is it to a Twitter? Okay, here we go. Let me pull this in real quick here. Mount Rushmore. Is this the New York Times? Mount Rushmore was built on land that belonged to the Lakota tribe and sculpted... Sorry, I'm not even showing this on screen. Forgot. Here we go. New York Times. Mount Rushmore was built on land that belonged to the Lakota tribe and sculpted by a man who had strong bonds with the... Here we go. With the Ku Klux Klan. It features the faces of two presidents who were slaveholders. Now, yeah, exactly. Why in the world would they do this? What's the agenda behind this? New York Slimes strikes again. No, they will come for everything. If it's a white face, it will have to go. Everybody's guilty. Thank you, Mr. Nosberg. That's just incredible. I got to check out that article later. Shroon is here with a diamond as well. Says, yo, dude, good to see you. Shroon, thank you. Thank you for stopping by. Higgs Boson with a diamond says, the West needs to cut off the poison weeds. Yeah, the West needs to do something to try to survive here. I don't see how this is gonna work out, especially looking at footage like this. Gerardo, is that how I pronounce his name? Gerardo, Texas, says here in relation to this clip. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Antifa are the real carrots. Check out this footage here. It's some pretty enriching stuff.
I can't believe y'all get paid to sit there like fucking idiots.
Molly, this is beautiful.
You guys go to clown college for like 26 weeks and wear those stupid...
You know, a hairdresser has to go to school for longer than you do.
Oh,
yep.
Shit.
Half of you don't even have a college education to be out here making demands about the people when you can't even read a fucking history book.
Yep.
And know where you work from. But you want to sit here and tell me that you're educated enough to make demands about shit you know nothing about.
Yup.
You should fucking know better. You should know better. Traitor to your fucking people. You're like the fucking Black Judas. Selling Christ to for fucking 33 cents today.
I don't know what that is. I just don't know. I just don't know anymore. I guess I had a clip at the end I was going to end with here.
Yep.
Let me pause there. Let me I guess I could play that now because it really lines up here real good. And it's also actually from the same guy. Check this out.
You realize you're talking to a woman right now, right?
You? Are you a woman? Bitch. I don't know anymore.
Nothing
but
vagina.
Nothing but vagina.
Some based, I guess it's some based MAGA folks, bikers maybe or something. It's funny. But yeah, where did the clip go? Yeah, this one here. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
You guys go to clown college for like 26 weeks.
You know, a hairdresser has to go to school for longer than you do.
Oh,
yep. Half of you don't even have a college education to be out here making demands about the people. You can't even read
them. Maybe the hormone treatment has begun. There's a little gynecomastia, I think, going on there, for sure. All right. Some other updates on the BLM. Sorry about that, guys. On the BLM Antifa stuff here. Crips gangs stop Antifa/BLM looters from looting and kicks them out of Long Beach. That's California, right? Check this out.
Fucking looting over here. Get your motherfucking ass knocked out. Get your punk asses on. Nigga, this Long Beach.
Thank you, sir.
Say something. Say something.
All right. So I guess they kicked. I guess they managed to kick them out. We've seen this a couple of different gangs and stuff. Like it's the only law and order that remains in some areas. And so it's up to now. Again, that's what happens, right? When you drop the monopoly on violence, which the state holds, and you can have, you know, objections to that. But the fact is, as soon as you drop that, there will be 1,000 other groups jockeying for that power. Maybe, you know, and that's one of my contentions there with the libertarian view, that it's like, well, if you just removed, you know, kind of the power structure and stuff, it'll be great. And my point is, and you might not agree with that, I think most of us, most here watching, probably do, but there might be some that don't. But the fact is, when you've created this diverse society and used migration as a wedge issue, when you've divided the people with migration, you've made them culturally different, historically different, different heritage, different cultural backgrounds, different racial roots, which includes from language to behavior to temperament, all these things, and try to create a, you know, out of many one, you try to do some alchemical experiment where you mush everything together in some kind of melting pot. That doesn't work. That doesn't hold. The values of liberty and freedom and stuff like that, they go out the window during those divided societies. And that's why you'll see a lot of different groups jockeying for power. Criminal gangs, in some cases, will take over their territory and drive others, which is weirdly enough then kind of maintaining the peace a little bit. But that, of course, means that you've handed over the monopoly violence to other groups, and it's going to be chaos. It's anarcho-tyranny. If you have the wrong group being out there doing something, they will be put down with the force of military eventually if they have to. But in this case, if it's BLM and Antifa, it's mostly hands-off. It's just like, yeah, let them roam. Let them do what they want to. Anyway, no big fan of Rudy Giuliani, the ex-mayor of New York. But occasionally they say some stuff which is just objectively true, which is we do welcome, right? I don't support his staunch Zionist stuff that he's got going on and stuff like that. But he called Black Lives Matter a Marxist organization, which of course is just objectively true. You'd think that the honesty would be enough that the mainstream media would talk about this when the founders of BLM literally are saying this on video, that they're trained Marxists. But at least he called them out. So we should give him some extra points for doing the right thing. Let's listen to what he said here regarding this.
And I've got one more question. Otherwise, I'll get a suntan.
Black Lives Matter on Fifth Avenue, do you agree with that?
No, Black Lives Matter is a Marxist organization run by three avowed Marxists. Go check. Black Lives Matter has been planning to destroy the police for 3 years. They've finally gotten stupid Democrat mayors to agree with them. Please remember that all the lawlessness is happening in Democrat cities run by Democrats, sometimes for 40, 50, and 100 years. There hasn't been a Republican mayor there.
But again, the GOP does nothing, as Tucker have pointed out in many of his recent shows now, right? Like talking about the toothlessness of the GOP. They just concede. They're basically liberals 10 years behind, and they're doing all the same things and repeating the same, you know, bullshit lines, and they step down and they step off, and okay, well, we can't do that, blah, blah, blah. So there is no opposition. But again, of course, he's objectively, he's correct. It's run by Marxists. It's a Marxist. It's an insurrection. It's a takeover. It's a coup. It's a revolution. And it's coming in the form of a racialized one. And this new proletariat that's building up is of primarily. Well, it's Antifa, of course, which is mostly white. But then you have non-white, a grouping of non-whites who are turning against established society, which is by then considered to be a white society. Western society is a European society. That's law and order. That's white. That's why that's bad. Has to go. The cops are white. Although you have, you know, people who are non-white within the police force, they're seeing them as kind of just victims. Either they're traitors to their race for not, you know, for being cops, or they're kind of victims of white supremacy and that there's a white occupation of their poor minds going on, shit like that, right? So, so yeah, he's correct.
In forever, except New York. And it was me, and I brought crime down 65%, and Bloomberg got it up to 75%, and right now murder is up 58% under the regressive Democrat mayor, who's typical of Democrat mayors all over the country. They are a disaster. They're a danger to their people. Gotta go. Gotta go.
Well, at least he's at it, right? No big fan. Don't get me wrong. I want to make that clear. No big fan of Rudy Giuliani. This was an interesting Zero Hedge piece that was posted. China caught smuggling 10,800 assault weapon parts into Louisville by U.S. Customs. Very interesting story. Let me just click in and read a little bit from it here. Excuse me. China has been caught smuggling 10,800 assault weapon part into Louisville by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers. The shipment arriving from Shenzhen, China. Shenzhen, is that how I said? China, and destined for the for a residence in Melbourne, Florida, was seized on May 22nd. The parcel was manifested as a containing 100 steel pin samples, a common practice used by smugglers for contraband trafficking. At the Express Consignment Operations Hub in Louisville, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP officers seized a shipment from China that contained over 10,000 assault weapon parts being smuggled into the country. This is the press release here from CBP, reiterating much of the same thing. Here you can see the stuff, right? Now, there's an interesting speculation here, right? Where were they heading? Who had ordered these? Is this China playing the game of insurrection? Is there some kind of Red Dawn type thing here going on with, like, funding and supplying BLM/Antifa people? There was that consulate person a while back that were talking about inviting Antifa to their consulate and, like, you know, praising them and stuff. But they're basically using these groups as a wedge issue to weaken America internally, causing social it already exists, don't get me wrong. But many countries, like China, like Russia even, and again, I don't buy the Russia hoax bullshit that they pushed for many, many years now. But that doesn't mean that Russia doesn't have an interest in a weakened America. If they can cause internal division, where America is busy with trying to, you know, patch up and glue together this collapsing republic, that will mean a weakened America externally, militarily, right? So that's seen as a good thing. Thomas Mann, the port director at Louisville, said that the Chinese smugglers were knowingly trying to avoid detection and smuggle in assault weapons parts into the U.S. Now, of course, you can get weapons in a lot of places, but that would entail, you know, maybe getting them into hands of criminals or convicted people who can't get them or something like that. They bring this up early in February. Indian intelligence caught China secretly shipping nuclear arms to Pakistan. Interesting. We've seen the conflict between China and India stepping up, right? So what did China do? Had to support Pakistan, because India and Pakistan have had a shit show going for years between them. The ship belonged to a Chinese shipping company, Costco, blacklisted by the Americans last year. Sources in coastal intelligence told Great Game India the intercept was based on a tip-off from the Americans who were monitoring the entire fleet of the shipping line, believed to be a front of Chinese intelligentsia, or intelligence, I should say. The weapons shipment from Chinese smugglers have been caught at a time when the United States of America has been caught in a grip of a civil war. The issue is complicated by the fact that the known the group leading the civil unrest movement, the Black Lives Matter, has a direct ties to known terrorists. Numerous Black Lives Matter organizations have ties to extremist movements of the past and are not some brand new movement simply fighting for marginalized people today. Black Lives Matter has declared war on the police and has released a blueprint for Black Panther-style armed patrols, monitoring police officers on the street. BLM's leader revealed in an exclusive interview that they are mobilizing a highly trained military army. So is that where this shipment was headed? Very interesting. Very interesting. A lot more question remains about this than answers at this stage. Quick mentions too. Two lawyers are accused of tossing Molotov cocktails at NYPD. An NYPD car, and could face life in prison. But look at the image, though. Is this what you think of when you think about lawyers? Two lawyers? This is new. This is lawyers in 2020. And what do the lawyers do? Well, they're out tossing Molotov cocktails at the cops. Great stuff. There was also federal charges brought upon four men who were trying to tear down a Jackson statue. You say, was it Andrew Jackson? Must be Andrew Jackson statue near the White House. Three haven't been apprehended. A few days ago, so maybe the rest have been apprehended. But there was a statement about that. This came, I think, in the wake of Trump doing his little shtick there with the executive order punishing people. What was it, up to 10 years in prison if they vandalized statues on federal ground or something like that? But again, it's too late, right? It's already happened. This one was interesting. Citing racial bias, San Francisco will end mugshot release. San Francisco police will stop releasing the mugshots of people who have been arrested unless they pose a threat to the public as part of an effort to stop perpetuating racial stereotypes, the city's chief police announced Wednesday. Now, what in the world would be the reason for that then? Are you saying that mugshots perpetuate racial stereotypes? I thought it was an equal amount of people as per their percentage in the country that were doing crime. No, that's not what happens. I think it was another southern state that did something similar too. The media would stop publishing it. I forget which one it was. Had the story a couple of days ago. But that's great. That's what you can look forward to right now. All right, let's talk about the CHOP issue real quick here. The end of CHOP / CHAS. Republicans welcome the end of CHOP zone, says it comes several deaths too late. Several Republicans on Wednesday voiced their support for the end of the Capitol Hill organized protest, CHOP, as the Seattle Police Department, at the order of Mayor Jenny Durkan, who of course supported them. They shipped in porta potties and tents, and they provided them with all these things, and they basically placated to this little kindergarten it was fun. Don't get me wrong, it was fun to watch it. Not for the people who lost their lives. Don't mean to be, frankly, insensitive regarding that. This is real shit that went down there. People were raped, they were robbed, even murders took place, right? So it was crazy. But in the beginning, it was like, this is a circus. This is like, it was fun. It was entertaining watching. So Mayor Jenny Durkan rolled through the area that saw five shootings and two deaths in 3 weeks, getting declared a police-free zone by its occupants. An executive order from Durkan issued ahead of the clearing authorized police to move into the area with Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best called lawless and brutal in a statement. And we actually have some footage of that moment there. Video recorded by Brandy Cruz shows police cheering Chief Carmen Best as she thanks them for retaking the East Precinct following 3 weeks of lawlessness and violence in Capitol Hill. Let's check this out.
I'm going to step around this board. Hey, I just wanted to thank you all.
All right, there you go. Just pulling up a link here while let me see here. It was Well Tickled Pickle that sent a link. And I wanted to report on this a couple of days ago, so this will actually be pertinent, Well Tickled Pickle. It was Sacha Baron Cohen, which of course is a Jewish ADL activist, an anti-white activist who have gotten involved in politics in a vehement way when he accepted that ADL reward. Was it earlier this year? Was it the end of last one? I think it was earlier this year, like March, February, maybe January, something like that. And he decided to, of course, what do they do? Descend down on these evil white people, the three percenters and stuff. So we'll play that in a moment. Thank you for that. Well Tickled Pickle, he sent two diamonds. One with the timestamps is Borat versus Sivnats at 4:30. It's funny. We'll definitely take a look at that in a moment here. Thank you. Well Tickled Pickle. Let me keep the window open so I don't forget. Let me do a couple of more of these super chats real quick here. Appreciate your support, ladies and gentlemen. Higgs boson, we did that one. Higgs boson again with a diamond says degeneracy equals today's norms. Well, that's right. I mean, it's true. If you have remained steady in your politics for a couple of decades, you are considered an extremist because the goalposts have moved so far. The Overton window have shifted so much, so radical, so fast, that now they call you an extremist for just basically having the political... not even just that our grandparents had, our parents, it's a couple of decades ago. Normal common sense shit is now a right-wing white supremacy extremism. It's incredible. It's true. Thank you, Higgs boson. Fledgling with a diamond says our enemies being themselves is greatest red pill. It's true. It's true. The mask is finally off. We know what these people's objectives are. And it helps to enlighten the situation quite a bit. And hopefully bring people more to our side, to the side of rational sanity, for once. Mr. Wright, good to see you, man. He sends 1, 2, 3, 4 diamonds. Thank you, Mr. Wright. And followed up with a Ninja Guinea. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Always good to see you. Really appreciate it. Then we have the two chats from Well Tickled Pickle with a video. We'll take a look at that in a moment. American Life sends a diamond. Says, did you read the article about Precinct 3, MSP? I did not. Was that Seattle MSP? Is that Minneapolis Precinct 3? Minneapolis. I'm not sure what that is actually. American Life. I did not though. Did not read it. Wilhelm von Judengasse sends a diamond. Thank you. Black Philip with a diamond as well. Good to see you, Black Philip. Says Heden, Sweden. Heden. How about that? Sweden hides mugshots and names from the public. Yeah. Well, they even have a special code. It's actually something I was going to do a video again about him, remind people, let me see if I can get a hit on this real quick here. They have a special code, 20291. Was it 291? Let me see if I can find that real here. Let me try Google then. DuckDuckGo can be a little choppy sometimes. I like, is it 291? I like, actually, Swiss Cows as a search engine. Let me see. But of course, yeah, all the bullshit shows up on Google first of like, no, it's not true and stuff. And it's like, it is true. It is true. Let me go to Swiss Cows. I know it's a funny name, but it's actually a pretty good search engine out of Switzerland. Let me see what I can find there regarding the Swedish police code 291. Oh, look at that. Isn't that funny? Swiss Cows. What's one of the sources to pop up? Red Ice TV. Shit you not. Third down. This would never happen on Google. Never happen on Google. When I search things on Swiss Cows, and it's not like because I'm logged in or linked or have synced up the stories or anything like that. No. It's third down. Here's the search result. Look at this here. Here's Swiss Cows. Third search result. Red Ice TV. This is how it used to be on Google, by the way. We had to have a lot of hits and a lot of stories and stuff. But anyway, so here it is, right? Yes, about that, Black Philip. Absolutely they do. Swedish police cover up thousands of crimes involving refugees. They have a special code. When crime is committed, they intentionally go out of their way to make sure that the media and consequently the public will not find out who's the originator of these crimes. It's unbelievable, right? And they've continued with this shit. We published this way back when. This is back in 2016. Incredible stuff. All right, let's take a look at this one, and then we can take the video that Well Tickled Pickle sent us here with Sacha Baron Cohen. But yeah, this is got another good video here from Strucker talking about the contradiction of a person who works for the Southern Poverty Law Center, Leisha Brooks. They were talking about the white supremacy in the military. Regarding, first of all, the conspiracy of the Great Replacement. And then they go on and talk about, well, whoop-de-doo, there's also a demographic shift ongoing. Check this out.
It's important as far as the education campaign and the things that we need to do to address these issues is to challenge this misinformation or this disinformation. White nationalists advocate for a white ethnic state. They put forth conspiracy theories with respect to white genocide. and the Great Replacement. It's nothing to be played with. If we allow this kind of these noxious beliefs to continue as our diversity continues across the country, this is what we're dealing with. You spoke to the diversity in your area, in your district. And the U.S. is experiencing kind of great demographic shifts, and that is not playing well.
And that's not even cut. That's literally in the same breath. Unbelievable.
A lot of white folks, and so they're putting forward this false narrative that there's a white genocide afoot. And it'll take a little bit of work to convince them that it's not true.
Yeah. So, I guess I'm wondering about whether we have the capacity within the military in terms of having trained personnel who can deal with this in an ongoing way.
Let's listen to that again. That's worth another play. Check this out.
It's important as far as the education campaign and the things that we need to do to address these issues is to challenge this misinformation or this disinformation. White nationalists advocate for a white ethnic state.
This is dumbed, downed. I mean, they consciously take positions which are retarded, right? It's like, no, we already have countries. It's called Europe, America, New Zealand, Australia. That's countries built by white people. They were for white people by white people. That's our states. That's the countries we live in. Now we have this side issue of a particular very effective lobbying group that convinced a lot of our people that somehow replacing ourselves is a great idea. But guess what? Iceland is an ethno state. They're advocating for a white ethnic state. Like we have these already. There's Sweden, Germany, Norway, France, America used to be in one as well. Anyway, this is not the point of it, but this is what they do. They claim that they take these retarded positions, the straw man, which is, well, that sounds dumb.
They put forth conspiracy theories with respect to white genocide and the Great Replacement. It's nothing to be played with. If we allow this kind of
not... If it's not true, what's so dangerous with it? It could just be put down, right, as a lunatic idea. These people are crazy. Why'd even stop them? Let them talk in the open. It's clearly not true, right?
Noxious beliefs to continue as our diversity continues across the country. This is what we're dealing with. You spoke to the diversity in your area, in your district. And the U.S. is experiencing kind of great demographic shifts. And that is not playing well with a lot of white folks, and so they're putting forward this false narrative that there's a white genocide afoot. And it'll take a little bit of work to convince them that it's not true.
Yeah,
it's
I guess true. I'm wondering about whether we have the capacity within the military in terms of having trained personnel who can deal with this in an ongoing way.
Right. It's incredible. Deal with this in an ongoing way. It needs to be weeded out of the military, right? So this is not really true, guys. Brookings have not really reported on the fact that less than half of the U.S. children under 15 are white, census shows. It's only, I mean, they mentioned it too in the clip. They admit it, right? That it's happening. It's a great demographic shift on the way. Therefore, we have to convince these white people that it's not something, it's not really happening to them while it's happening to them. The Guardian has not really reported on this, right? The last days of a white world. I've shown this countless times, but it's like, this is incredible shit. They're gaslighting us into thinking that it's not really happening. If you think it's good that we're getting diversity, which means less white people, then you can talk about it. If you think it's not good, then it's not happening. Anyway, so it's incredible times that we're in with this shit. All right, I have a couple of more things I want to cover, but let's take that. March for Our Rights. It's Sacha Baron Cohen going after people here. I'm going to play from 4:30 as Well Tickled Pickled proposed. It's a little bit longer clip, but let's check it out for a little bit here.
I got to be going. Thank you very much. I got to be on the
polite.
Okay.
he was booed off a stage. That's what happened, right? Do they? Yeah, throw him out of here, instead. Do they recognize it? Now, I haven't seen. So he sang some really racist songs or something, right? Which is just, again, this is what these Jewish activists do. They go in and they try to frame and blame white people. You know, whether it's white Southerners or whatever it is, right? But yeah, so I haven't seen the first. I'll take a look at it. I didn't know this had come out yet. I was intending to cover. I had a story up open a couple of days ago. I'm going to do it in Weekend Warrior, but we didn't have time for it. But yeah, so thank you for sending that clip. Well, tickle pickle. Let's see what happens right at the end there. So yeah, he was playing the song and then he was literally like booed out of there, right? So in other words, all the things that even the things that he claimed that these people represent, he comes and he shows up and does this bad gig, right? He couldn't actually pull that off. It is kind of funny that he couldn't. Okay. Yeah. Did they recognize him? Throw him out of here, is it? Let's get forward a bit here.
We believe in equal rights for all, but we do not discriminate for any reason.
Let me go back here.
We don't support anything that was up there being said. I just want to let you all know that this is a conservative event. We believe in the Second Amendment, and we believe in equal rights for all, but we do not discriminate for any reason, and that man is not welcome with us.
Yeah. Which is like, I mean, obviously I agree, right? It's like, I truly don't, no, I'm not, I don't think you should discriminate. And that includes white people. I think we should have the same rights as all the others. At the same time, you know that the part of this package is this very weakened idea that they would put down white identity. They would say, well, that's wrong. That's bad too, you know, kind of thing. Which is like, well, we don't need less of that. We need more of that right now if we're going to survive as a people. Because we have hostile forces that are trying to replace us. They're trying to get us to operate on an individual basis where we don't see these kinds of things while we're operating against a collective which is highly ethnically organized according to those lines. They're racially organized. That doesn't mean that we have to be hateful. It doesn't mean we have to be aggressive or violent or anything like that. I'm just saying we can still operate as a group where we say, well, we have the right to exist as well. And we believe in freedom of association. We will associate with those people we want to. We want our people to survive. We want our people to thrive and live. And we should have the rights like every other group does, right? Those are sensible stances. But I don't know that for a fact regarding this particular event and the groups that organized this. But I'm sure that they have that very kind of cucked response, which is like, again, a toothless, weak thing. They will frame it in that, well, that's hateful and stuff, but it's hateful for white people to do the things which every other racial group does, right? So anyway, thank you for sending that. Well, tickle pickle. I'll check out the rest. Sacha was attacked by Captain Israel. Let me see. Is this okay? Let me watch the rest here. Is that right after? Anyway, I'll skip forward a little bit there.
Now, we're not going to let somebody like that jump up here and cause problems at our pro-constitution events. All right, because they don't represent us. Everybody has a right to free speech, but they don't have a right to stand on this stage and say things like that, trying to represent us. We will not let that be a tarnish on March for Our Rights. That's a great question. We thought he was part of the set, and I was behind here until I heard what Spin said. All right?
So he failed. That's great, though. I mean, it's great that there's a... But see, in that way, how pathetic this is, where someone like Sacha Baron Cohen is like, I'm going to prove these people are racist. And then he couldn't even pull that off, right? He couldn't. But they still think that these people are highly like organized white supremacist, Nazis, racist kind of thing, which is like, they don't even believe that white people having an identity is right. So it's pathetic. But yeah, well, Tickle Pickle said that he was attacked by Captain Israel. That's hilarious. All right. I gotta look through more of that. All right, let me do a couple of these real quick, and then we'll do a couple of last stories. I had a couple of more things, which I do want to get to before we wrap up here, guys. Let's see, where are we here? Black Phillip. Oh, we did that one. Amara Arian sends a Dominus as show D-Live, host a creator when done. Yeah, I will. Sometimes I forget. If there's something good on, I definitely will. Thank you for the reminder, Emery Arian. Shroon with the diamond says, the big question is which side the military goes. True. It is absolutely true. It could collapse internally. There could be a coup. There could be a division. We've seen that in many countries as things balkanize and collapse, fall apart, or further harden. Shroon again with the diamond. They are focusing on the deciding factor, army. Yeah, you're right. It's actually very important. I mean, they're convinced that it's a white supremacy machine, essentially, right? Which is not. Well, tickle pickle. Okay, there we go. 4:30. Yeah, was that right before the timestamp? He says the timestamp yelled at by Captain Israel. Let me just see here. 4:30.
Thank you very much. I got to be going. Thank you very much. I got to be on the camera.
Oh, it is the guy. Okay, I didn't see that first. It is the guy that shows up right there with the little megaphone. He has an Israeli flag. See, I didn't even caught that the first time. That's hilarious. How ironic. Oh, I'm not even showing that. Sorry, guys. I wasn't even showing that. Duh. Dumbass. Look at the production, dude. Yeah, here he comes. He shows up here. 4:30. A little bit later. Here. Look at this here.
Thank you very much. I got to be going. Thank you very much. I got to be on the camera.
There he is. Oh God! Yeah, I didn't even see that first. It's funny. I thought it was something else. But yeah, it's actually an Israeli flag on his back there. Ouch! What a mess! What a total mess! It's funny though. I mean, I agree. It's like this is it's wow. You can't even make it up, right? That's just the confusion about all this. Thank you for that reminder again. All right, last thing we'll cover is this, ladies and gentlemen. Then we'll get out of here. Alt meat, another alt fraud is showing up here. Some of the alternative, the meatless meat. Refine meat launches 3D printed steak. This is the start of a new era in alternative meat. It'll be the last thing we cover. Refine meat today unveiled its trademarked Alt Steak, a plant-based 3D printed steak. With consumer testing to kick off in high-end restaurants this year, Food Navigator, which coincidentally related to Captain Israel, is a company out of Israel, I believe, speaks to co-founder and CEO Esher Ben Shirit to learn about the path to market. Created using Redefined Meat's patented pending 3D meat printing technology, the company says its Alt Steak products deliver the texture, flavor, and appearance of beef steak. This is a significant upgrade to many of the other alternative meat products already on the market. The CEO, Esher Ben Shirit, expects the technology to have a disruptive impact. There's some good more images and stuff here, too. That's the steak, I guess, on Metro. I saw this earlier. Let me click over here. The world's first 3D printed vegan steak is here, and it could be hitting restaurants soon. Check out, let me go full screen there. Check out those three little tubes there. Fat, blood, and I guess muscle, the other one says right there. On the left there. It's incredible. I don't know what it's made of. What is it then? Yeah, and it's refined meat, an Israeli company based in Rehovot has unveiled an Alt Steak, which replicates the texture and flavor, blah, 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 3D printing technology. Check out some of the pictures there. Incredible. Let's play the clip. See what's going on. Jesus. What is it? What is that? Soy? Is it soy? Fat? Is it like some coconut fat or something? Jeez.
My name is Eshar Ben Shitrit. I am the CEO and co-founder of Redefined Meat. We are working on really good, really tasty meat that doesn't come from animals. Instead of using cows, we're using technology, in our case, 3D printing.
Instead of using cows, we'll use technology.
We know there is an amazing industry of alternative meat that is focused on mincemeat. And actually, the meat industry is driven by the whole muscle cuts. Our technology can create whole muscle cuts just as a cow can produce that in a much more efficient way with a lower cost, and of course it's much better for the environment. So we're introducing a new category. we can do the entire cow, not only one part of the cow that is actually side stream. Steaks, roast, slow cooking, grilling, everything that an animal can do.
Soy straight from soy straight from Israel. Yeah, this is this for the consumption of the Gentile? Is that what so this is for, or do they eat it? Do they eat it too? I don't know. This is the artificiality of like everything is just turning synthetic. It's not. We need it to be something, which is the real thing, but it cannot be the real thing. It's just that all the simulacra, right? I mean, soon enough we'll put on the VR headsets and it'll be Demolition Man. We'll have sex in virtual reality because, you know, COVID or whatever the fucking bullshit that they're going to push on us in a few years. You can't really touch people. You can't, you know, that's dangerous. And you have to be in virtual reality now and go to concerts there and can't really eat meat and that's bad. And oh my God, I can't believe we did that. I'm no big fan of the mass industrialization, slaughterhouses and the factories and stuff like that too. But I also don't eat that. I don't eat that. I eat locally grown, grass-fed, where they've been taken care of, and it's done in the right way as nature intended. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I know that there's some people who are very vehement about the vegan thing. I did that for several years, many years ago, and I lost incredible amount of weight. I started getting ill and sick, and I did basically everything that I should do technically to make up for the loss of or not eating meat and stuff like that, and all the right, you know, supplements and taking the other foods into account and stuff, and it just didn't work for me. I started getting sick, ill, low energy. I had to get back on meat. And it might work for some people. And congratulations to you for that. I've tried. Don't just come with this shit that like, well, you shouldn't have tried. I've tried it. Like I did it several years, and it was in the beginning. It's great because you go through a detox thing, and I still think it's very good to do that regularly. Drop off the meat for a while. Go on veggies. Do raw. Eat raw foods. Do that for like a couple of weeks or something, like really clean and purge the system. I think that's great, and you do feel great when you do it. But then after a while, again, you need to get back on the omnivore train. That's what I believe. Anyway, let's watch the rest.
You want to do the same or even better? The idea is to replace a cow. So each of our machines produce in a day exactly like a cow, up to 250 kilos in a single day. For us, having good meat in the lab in Rehovot is not enough. We want to work with more and more chefs around the world, more and more meat distributors, and we don't see a reason that this can't be in the table of everybody in every country around the world. This is the biggest problem we face today as humanity, and this is the best way to fight climate change, to deliver healthier solution and food to the entire population of the planet.
They think this is healthier. Soylent Green is healthier. This is how they're selling it. Unbelievable. I completely disagree.
We analyze the different components that make those beautiful cuts and try to figure out which are the key components that we need to mimic in order to...
I'm sensing something here, which is, I can't really articulate it. The lie, right? It's a lie, isn't it? A lie. It's a lie. They're selling a lie. It's not the real thing. But we're gonna make it exactly like it is, without being it. Do you see what I'm getting at here? It's a lie. They're selling a lie. it's incredible, and the fact that it's coming out of Israel is just you can't beat that.
Achieve those beautiful cuts of meat. We identified three main components: the muscle, the blood, and the fat. These are the components that we need to mimic in order to reach the perfect, beautiful steak.
Perfect, beautiful steak. All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Good stuff, straight out of Tel Aviv. Actually, it was not. It was straight out of, what was it calling in? Rehovot. Straight out of Rehovot, Israel. 3D printed steak. They're working on, not this company, I believe, but others, of course, of printing organs and all kinds of stuff. We've just seen the very first few glimpses of the synthetic world which awaits us. The cyborg, the transhuman, and it entails stuff like this. Thinking we're having the one thing when it's actually not the thing, and it's a lie. All right, I guess we could end. What do we have here? We play that one. This one we could actually go. This one we could nice. We could. We could play that as we go out here, I guess. I'm going to open up the chest, boys and girls. Let me check the donor box and entropy as well. Nothing on entropy. Thank you, guys. Do I appreciate it? Let me double check donor box. Make sure there's nothing there. Something extra, which I missed. I don't believe there is. I'm going to refresh that one more time. No, and I don't think there's anything. Let me see here on DLive. Mr. Wright sends a Ninja Guinea and says, now let's see Israel 3D printed bacon. 3D printed bacon. Yeah, that would be fun, wouldn't it? That would actually be absolutely hilarious to see. All right, boys and girls, going to wrap up there. Went over time a little bit. Heads up, Lemons coming you guys' way over on DLive if you're watching that. Distributing the rewards there. We'll hang on and check who is the winner, if you will. Actually, we can do this. But yeah, July, always a good month. White History Month, as it's as we say. We'll continue monitoring that this week. This month, rather. We are going to be back tomorrow with Ryan Dawson. That's been confirmed. I think I forget the exact time, if it was 7 p.m. Eastern or 8 p.m. Eastern. But heads up on that. That will be, most likely we'll do that live. Same usual channels and outlets that we go out to. So check that out. A lot to talk with Ryan Dawson about. All right, let me check DLive here. Luckiest followers. Top 5, Mr. Noseberg. Number 1, thank you, Mr. Noseberg. Thank you for modding and your support. Rohan Thorsen, number 4. Karavaki, number 3. Lady 5G, number 4. And Magnus von Thule, number 5. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Really appreciate it. Glad to have you all with us. Thank you so much. Flashback Friday, of course, is also next up. That's Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern, as usual, regular time. Lana will be most likely hosting with me. Otherwise, I'll see if I can get someone else on. But there was a little bit of a potentiality of a hiccup in the schedule. But we'll see. We'll try to have Lana with us Friday. And yeah, as I said, tomorrow, probably 8 p.m. Eastern, I'll double check that and get that out on the social media as soon as I can here. Ryan Dawson. But yeah, guys, thank you so much. Let's end with this little heartwarming clip here from... I forget who uploaded it. It was a Swedish account. Swedish Lives Matter, actually, uploaded it. Said, who needs a dad? It was a little heartwarming clip. So I thought we can end with that, and then we'll play you guys out with some music. Thank you so much to everybody for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it. Hope you are doing well. I saw J. Rudd donated a bunch of diamonds. I want to make sure I give a shout out to that. Thank you, J. Rudd. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 diamonds. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that. Very kind of you. All right, let's take a look at this clip, and then we're out of here. Check it out. Turn up the volume a little bit.
Keep your gloves up, Chef. Keep your hands up. Come on, Shib. Come on. So there we go.
Daddy?
Who needs a dad? Am I right? Now, if you're new here, just want to alert you to Weekend Warrior, our exclusive show that we do at redicemembers.com each weekend. News roundup show. We talk about some of the current events, the most important stories. We have a good laugh as well. Laugh at some of the cultural Marxist absurdities. Check it out if you haven't already. An exclusive show. People love it. They tune in each weekend. They don't miss a single show. It's well produced. There really isn't anything like it on the anti-globalist movement, whatever you want to call it. So thank you so much for watching. But again, if you want more, redicemembers.com, Weekend Warrior. Check it out.